Dr. Clue.
Loveline, coast to coast.
Yep, it is Loveline, coast to coast. I'm Adam Carolla. That is Dr. Drew over there. Dr. Drew is a board-certified physician and an addiction medicine specialist. Is that it? Recovered?
That's it.
Dynamite Hack is our guest tonight. We have Chad Robinson and Mark Morris both in here from the band.
Sounds like a real crowd.
We will rotate some other members of Dynamite Hack in here before the night is through. But for now, it'll be Chad and Mark. You can find these guys out in Anaheim tomorrow at the Sun Theater, and then on tour with Eve Six, who we've had in here a few times, and of course
Goldfinger.
Lovable Goldfinger.
Yeah, Kelly, the bassist, told us about you.
Oh yeah,
that you unloaded all your old porn on him.
Oh yeah,
you had a porn exchange, didn't you?
No, I brought in a bag.
I remember that.
I brought in a bag of porn last time Goldfinger came in here and dropped it off.
Of exchanging.
Normally I trade porn, but because I like those guys so much, it was a freebie for the Goldfinger guys. And Eve Six, those are the guys who got signed when they were in their mother's womb, I think.
Yeah.
They're like 6, 9, and 11.
Yeah.
Are they still that young? Oh, my God.
How did the bass player, what's his name, Kelly, make it out of here with how Darren swooping in on that porn?
Well, because I gave Darren a fair amount of porn, too.
He just shined a bright light in his eyes while they're getting ready to leave.
I used one of those sun timing lights they used to set the dwell on your car.
All you want.
Enough about Goldfinger and Eve Six. We'll talk about the Dynamite Hack. So I was talking to your record label guy a little earlier, and he said that you guys were originally, well, not originally, but sort of discovered through Farm Club. It was another group who we've had on this show a few times.
FarmClub.com. We had Matt Penfield and
Allie Landry.
Right. So now, how did that work?
It really wasn't like through the label. It was kind of like we got on the radio and they came a-calling with everyone else.
Farm Club came a-calling.
Universal came a-calling, and then we're like, well, if we're going to go with Universal, we should go with the guys at the TV show.
And Allie Landry.
Right.
And Allie Landry and Penfield.
So this is the first CD, right?
That's it.
And Super Fast, by the way, is the name of the CD. And it got some play just initially in Texas, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the phone started ringing, and here we are.
Here we are.
That's great.
It's really weird.
And I was saying to your record guy, though, he was saying back in the day, and this is the way I understood it, you'd get signed and then you'd make a CD. But now you make a CD and then you get signed. Is that true?
Yeah. Isn't it weird?
Well, how do you make a CD without that support?
You need a desktop.
Computer. Acid Pro, which is a programming tool.
What you don't have is a marketing department.
Oh, right.
That's what you get.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you miss the marketing and the lawyers.
So, and here's the question then I have. When you make the CD,
you
get some airplay, you get signed to a label.
Right.
Now they have you. What do they do to the CD? Do they re-engineer it? Do they mess with it? How different is this CD
then? What can we say on the air?
Any?
They act around with it?
They take the word nigger out, first of all.
Oh, really?
The very first thing they do.
Wow.
You don't want that word floating around. No other word.
Originally, that was the title of the CD, originally. And so they clean it up a little.
Yeah.
They sterilize it a little. But what about the sound? I mean, do they mess with that much?
They make it a little better. They give you a little bit of money to go in and hire some big wigs to make it sound a little bigger, a little better.
And we get to remix it.
Yeah. Is that okay? That's a good thing, though, right?
Yeah, we were happy to do it.
Because when you originally did it, you didn't have...
Yeah, we had a day to mix it or something like that. That's
right. Right. All right. So I think we should hear something off of the CD because people may not necessarily be familiar with you just yet by name, but they'll certainly know the song, and then we'll come back and they'll go, oh, yeah, it's those guys. You queued up there, Anderson? With both hands holding up and shaking them vigorously means no? Bet you are now, right? All right, this is Dynamite Hack, and this is Boys in the Hood.
Woke up quick at about noon. Thought that I had to be in Compton soon. I gotta get drunk before the day begins. Before my mouth starts bitching about my friends. About to go and damn near went blind. Is on the path going up, getting fine. I went in the house to get the clip with my Mac 10.
see our fun play. I was pumping new shit, buying WA. Was gangster, gangster at the top of the list. Then I played my own shit, I went something like this. Cruising down the street in my six foot all, jocking the bitches, moving out the house. Went to the morgue, and it was good. Couple heads out there, cold shoes, roll. Cars rolls up, who can it be? Fresh out the window, one kilo G. He rolls down the window and he starts to say, it's all about making that GT. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. Come something that tries to work through your car. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't quote me, boy, I ain't rich. Bored as hell and I wanna get ill. So I go to a place where my homeboys chill. Fellas out there trying to make that dollar. I pulled up in the 6-4 Impala. Greeted with a 40 and now I start drinking. From the 8-ball my breath starts stinking. I gotta get my girl to rock that molly. Before I left I hit the Bacardi. Pull up to the house, get her out of the pad. And the bitch said something to make me mad. She said something that I couldn't believe. So I grabbed a stupid bitch by a nappy ass weed. Started talking, wouldn't you know. I reached back like a pimp and I slapped the hoe. And a bomb stood up and he started to shout. So I threw a right talking like his old ass out. Cause the boys in the hood are always hard. Come talking that trash and we'll pull your card. Knowing nothing in life but to be legit. Don't hold me, boy, I hate this.
Boys in the Hood from Dynamite Hack. Super Fast is the name of the CD, and like I said, they're going to be all over the place with Goldfinger and Eve Six, and that's going to be a fun show. I guarantees it. So go catch them, and I'll give you some heads up on some cities where they're going to be soon. All right, so let's get to the phones. What do you say, right?
Let's go to do it.
DJ,
hey,
what's up? You're 14.
Yep. I wanted to know if I masturbate a lot because my dad, I used to walk in on him when I was littler, masturbating into porn and crap.
Yeah.
Well, you masturbate because you're a teenager.
Yeah. Yeah. What are you good for a day?
Oh, probably about 5 or 6.
So maybe it's what's heated it up a little bit.
Pushing the envelope a little, but
there's no doubt that seeing seeing sexual material at a sort of a tender age can, it appears, hypersexualize people. It's as though something happens biologically that sort of heats it up or turns you off, frankly.
Where was he? Was he in the living room or the bedroom?
Oh, he'd be in the living room.
Yeah.
The crap, I hated him.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think that's more the issue, the aggression that you feel about your dad, and then with that being converted into sort of a sexual impulse. That's where all this is coming from.
Your dad was poor. He only one VCR, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, that's the problem. Wherever, I've said this a million times, Drew, we talk to people all the time. Roommates are arguing over where the VCR goes. Is it going my room? Male roommates do this. The point is I always say, don't put it in your room, because wherever the VCR is becomes the designated jack zone for the house. And you may think you may have won the battle, but you'll lose the war. Because every stinking second you're out of that apartment, rest assured, your roommate's jacking off, probably using your pajamas to mop himself down. He's in your bed. You put that. But the problem is, though, you put it in the living room, and that becomes the designated J-zone.
Dad's on the couch.
And now Dad's on the sofa, and the kid's walking in through the front door.
With friends.
Yeah, and DJ, this is how sexual compulsion gets going. So, if you could talk to your counselors.
All right, but don't
talk to somebody about
DJ,
this.
Do you still live with your dad?
I'm trying to get out of the house, but he keeps fighting my mom for custody.
Don't you have any choice in the matter?
They keep asking me if I want it, but every time I say I want to go to my mom, my dad brings up some other thing about her that they have to go back to court for it.
Can you ask for any sort of private audience with the judge who's making these decisions? Ask to say, I want to talk to you, judge, myself?
I never know I could do that.
Why don't you try something like that? Just see.
What else? Why is your dad such an a-hole other than the masturbation in the living room?
he's just, like, if I have a friend over or something, he'll tell us that we got to leave because he wants to have a girl come over.
I see.
How old is he, just for last?
I don't know. I have no idea.
30?
20, man.
Yeah.
I think he's in his 30s. He's like 35, probably.
Yeah. But right. By the way, do we need to know any more than he masturbates in front of his kids?
Well,
as you say, I mean, it's more what you do.
In the living room. I got to defend the guy.
They need to make a waterproof when you put in the bathroom.
Ooh.
Oh.
This could be the next step to my laminated porn.
You know what? I did that after hearing you talk about it.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you laminate it. A lot of guys do it in the shower when they're getting ready to go to work in the morning. And unfortunately, it's really the best place to do it. I mean, you've never had more drainage per square foot than in the shower. I mean, in that area.
There's receptacles everywhere in the bathroom.
Right. You could plug it. They all have those GFI receptacles, the ground force interrupt ones, you know, so you don't fry if the thing falls into the tub with you.
I see, right.
You can have a little one of those space saver sort of mount units that goes up under the counter. You do it in yellow. Everything that's waterproof is yellow.
Yeah, exactly.
Watch, Walkman, camera, anything that they make water. I don't even think they waterproof it. I think they just spray paint normal stuff yellow, and it becomes waterproof now. I don't know who decided it was yellow, but somebody came out with like a Walkman 20 years ago that was waterproof, and now it's got to be yellow.
Paint it yellow, mark it up.
You're a genius. You mount it up sort of towards the ceiling.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah. Remote control, waterproof, yellow remote control.
Remote control, waterproof with a tether control. Because that could fall in the toilet very easily. Yeah.
We're taking this to the next level.
Yeah, but did you actually laminate porn like
you
suggested?
Actually,
wow, that's nice. Just a magazine pages kind of
thing? Just a page I found.
That's good. And you laminate it, you bring it in to the shower with it, right?
But you put it's like soap on a rope.
Right.
Have it to where it can hang from the shower head.
Right.
Set a nice eye level.
Nice. Boy, I never thought anyone
would. The thing is, you got to remember to aim at a point on the shower wall that you can hit with the shower head.
Right,
you know
right.
I mean? Like,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
If you get the corner to the left of the shower on that side, you.
No, I'm saying the water won't double back.
Before you begin dating Chad, you must break up with Jimmy.
That's right.
Okay.
Sorry,
you
Jimmy.
You found your new life partner here.
Oh, jeez, I hope he wasn't listening.
Your soulmate.
I didn't want him to hear it this way, but all right.
Not like that, Jimmy.
Your soulmate, Adam.
Yeah. I would even, to make it a sport, I would take a little suction cups, put them on the back of a laminated bullseye, and stick that on just above the soap dish or something. That would be great. Oh, man. Damien?
Hey.
Hey, you're 19.
Out of my hack, you rock.
Hey,
thanks, man.
You want to hear something great? Jimmy's cousin Sal.
Uh-oh.
He found a way. You know, that's what I love about men. It's one of the greatest inventors in the world. He actually made a audio cassette tape of like Debbie Does Dallas so he could hear it while he was in the shower having himself.
That's so simple, but yet...
It's diabolical.
Yes.
Yeah. Damien?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I got a scrap with these dudes while I was on Ecstasy, and like ever since then, like I get off hella quick. I can't last more than 10 minutes. And before that, I was all good for like however long ago.
How long ago this happened?
About 2 months ago.
You got in a fight while you're high on ecstasy?
I got hit in the head with a skateboard.
Were you unconscious?
Not really, no.
Did you have any loss of memory?
No.
Sleep?
I remember it all. I like went out for like a couple seconds, I think.
Sleep problems afterwards?
Yeah, kind of.
Anxiety, nervousness, depression, things like that?
Not really.
Well, and Pete, you know, in our sort of...
Is that going to affect you?
Oh, yeah.
Down there?
Oh, yeah. Listen.
Really?
Look, in our sort of culture, in the media, people get bonked in the head and get knocked out and say, no big deal.
Well, not in the media. But that's Gilligan's Island.
Gilligan's Island. It's Wild West.
You get hit in the head with a coconut.
You wake up.
You can't remember who you are. And so you take another blunt force trauma to the
coconut,
head with another coconut in order to restore your memory.
You're delivered by a monkey.
True. Wouldn't it be great if medicine really worked that way? Like, someone's horribly injured in an auto accident.
Injure them again.
Put them back on the road. Throw the car off the cliff again. They come back.
All
right, back where they were.
It's perfect.
But any concussion, which means a loss, an alteration of sensorium after a head injury, which you lose consciousness, you have some memory difficulty, you lose track of where you are, anything like that, you can have all kinds of amazing symptoms that can go on for months and even a lifetime after that.
Well, don't freak the
well,
kid
no,
out.
Well, no, I think he's having a mild post-concussive syndrome, but difficulty with mood and anxiety and irritability and sleep problems.
All right,
and
what's he going to do, ride this one out or get a PET scan or something?
You ought to talk to a doctor about it, just because there are things that can be done pharmacologically if it gets bad, but it's usually something that resolves in a couple months.
All right.
Without a big deal, all right?
I don't think it's going to be permanent.
I really don't.
No.
I really don't. But
he's taking the ass, too.
Don't get into fights on it.
I've seen so many concussions. You must have had a concussion in football and
I've had a lot. I think I've had quite a few concussions.
It can affect you. I've had kids sort of at a school lean back in a chair and hit their head and get these, you just get laughing or fooling around and get some really substantial syndromes.
Pussies. All of them, because I had concussions playing football, I had concussions boxing, or I don't know if they're concussions, but, you know, knocked out and stuff. Fine.
That's a concussion.
Anyway, I'm a genius.
Yeah, that's the point.
I'm a genius.
God knows what I could have been, though, had I not had all that trauma.
Yeah.
That VCR had already made.
John, the waterproof VCR? Oh, the yellow one? Oh. John, you're 18. What's up?
Well, anyway, I'm mad at my supposedly girlfriend because, like, all right, it's not so much about, like, the flirting and much, but it feels like I can't trust her.
That would be an energy that many, many 17-18-year-old males have, that feeling of jealousy.
Is she doing something to bring that on?
Well, not really, actually.
All right, well, good. Get over it then. Cindy? Well, she's not doing anything. What do you want us to say?
He has to get over it.
We all go through that.
Well, yeah, but he has to find ways to take care of himself and get his mind off that crap.
Let me tell you something. What guys don't realize is when you're 18, hell, when you're 22, 23 is a
28.
Guy, you got a lot of energy.
Oh, yeah.
And it is aggression, and it is testosterone, and it comes out in forms of getting in street fights and being jealous and arguments, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
And you have a ton of energy, and it goes right into the relationship. And there's all that, who were you with before me, and who's that guy in your prom picture, and what did you guys do that night, and who are you talking to, and who's on the other day. And for some, magically, it goes away. Now,
Wait. You
do lose your will to live, but it's worth it. I mean, I lost my will to live, but on the other hand,
you're so comfortable.
Nothing bothers me.
You're very comfortable, but wouldn't you agree that taking care of his own ass, taking that energy and channeling it in productive ways, he'd feel much better about himself, a lot of that stuff would settle down.
Yes, I would agree with that. Cindy?
Yes?
You're 19?
Uh-huh.
What's up?
I live with my boyfriend, but I'm extremely attracted to one of his friends,
mm-hmm.
and if I just leave him, I won't have a place to stay. So I don't know what to do.
Why can't you take care of yourself?
Because I don't come from, I live in Kansas.
Well, that explains Adam, of course.
Yeah. I was going to say, are you from Kansas?
Well, my parents are from there, and they're over there. I have no one here except for my boyfriend. So if I break up with him, I don't earn that much money, so I can't go find my own place to stay. But I really like his friend.
But isn't this sort of a...
Where's here, by the way?
Yeah.
He's with his friends right now.
No, where's he? Where's he?
You know, you're on the phone, right?
Yeah.
What state is that phone in?
It's right here in L.A., California.
Okay.
19-year-old girl can get a job, you know.
I do have a job, but it's not enough for me to go and get my own place.
Well, maybe if we all... pooled our money and sent you out a stipend each month, you could get your own place.
Yeah, but it doesn't really work that way.
Oh, it doesn't? Yeah, you're right.
Adam, that'd be nice. If only I could count on the check every week.
Yeah. Well, why don't we just give you a big lump sum and then you...
No, you see... Go halfers on everything, the rent, everything. So
yeah,
it's not like I'm living...
I see.
Living
right.
off of him.
All right, but you don't... Yes, you don't... You have a job.
Yes.
You need a better job. How much you make a week?
About 200.
What are you doing? World's cheapest prostitute. Seriously,
no,
what are you doing?
I am not like that. I've never thought this way about guys before. I'm just really attracted to
Listen, do you have any other friends?
Yes.
Couldn't you perhaps get together with one of those friends and create a living arrangement that would be a little healthier? Not a male. Another female friend, and together, two or three of you, one or two of you, get together and get another household. And this very dependent and unhealthy situation you can undo.
We don't know what your question is.
whether I should, like, I don't know, because it's kind of hard to just leave him. I mean, should I just, like, totally ignore his friend and not be around him so I won't feel this way? And maybe
you should get out of that. You should get out of the living situation you're in. And in the meantime, yes, get away from that friend before you create some chaos.
You can't get something going with his friend while you're living with this guy.
Yeah, that's, I don't know.
But
I want to do that, you know.
Yeah,
I'm
Cindy,
a teenager, the whole
Cindy, move out of that living situation. Oh. Find another friend that you can live with. I'm moving with Adam.
All right, why'd you move out from Kansas?
Because it's boring over there.
I see. All right, you can't make that, you can't make the big bucks over there, like the $200 a week.
You see,
all right. At the plaza?
What do you do? Seriously, what do you do that pays you? But it's part-time, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
All right.
I have to go to school, too.
No, you don't. What are you studying for?
I want to be a teacher.
No way.
Yes.
No way I want you around kids.
Why not?
It's very dangerous. You'll warp their fragile minds. Oh, yes.
That is so mean.
Yeah, listen, you're not going.
You're put you in office, man.
You're going to junior college. You're not going to school.
No, I'm going to college.
No, you're going to junior college.
No.
What college are you going to?
Long Beach State.
No, that's a 4-year junior college over there.
Please.
How dare you?
What college did you go to, Adam?
I went to the school of A&B Carpet Cleaning Institute in Van Nuys, California.
Proof to you, I'm smarter.
All right, but who's the millionaire, honey? That's right.
.org.
That's right. All right, $200 a week. How smart can you be?
So should I do this guy or not?
Cindy.
That's what I'm asking.
All right. Yeah,
that's what I'm asking.
Who do you want? I thought I gave you a clear direction.
Okay, fine.
She wants to hear yes.
All right. Yeah, we're not going to say
if
yes.
You want to hear yes, yes.
But,
you know,
yeah, do what you want.
You cannot hook up with this guy until you get out of that situation. You know,
no.
She doesn't like the guy. She's got to get a friend.
She lives on campus.
Move out.
She went to school.
She doesn't go to Long Beach State. But I know she doesn't go there.
Get her back.
Cindy. Yeah, that's right. That's right. She had a doodle on her peachy folder. She didn't have time for this. All right. We're going to take ourselves a little break. Dynamite Hack is our guest tonight. And when we come back through, who are we going to talk to? We'll talk to Steve. Bumped into his girlfriend at a massage parlor.
Ooh.
Wow, this is going to be good after this. It's Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. It's Drew Dynamite Hacks, the name of the band that is in here.
Okay,
Superfast is the name of the CD. We have Chad Mark. Yes.
UT. Hey. What was the other place you spoke in Texas?
A&M.
A&M.
The Aggies?
Yeah,
the agricultural people?
No, we didn't weren't at A&M. I thought we were at that other school, like a smaller Texas school. That
we were at Austin, and then went down to Texas A&M, right?
To Bryan College Station?
Maybe I'm thinking of Alabama.
Yeah, I went to Texas A&M. Remember with the Howdy?
That would have been anywhere. Oh, that was them. Oh, we were just there.
Yeah,
3 or 4 thumbs in the whole town.
It was great. I said...
had a thumb between them.
There were like 2,000 people out there, and you go, howdy, and they go... Hey! Like,
howdy.
In unison, the whole unison.
Yeah.
Like out of a movie.
Yeah, that's a big adventure when they do that.
No, and so there's never any downtime.
No, because anytime I don't have anything good to say, I just go, howdy. And even when they're mad at me.
Yeah.
Like, they got mad at me because I said something. I don't know what I said, but they were hissing.
Yeah.
They hiss over there.
Really?
They're doing something. They're going, like 2,000 people, and they're in the middle of hissing, and I went, howdy.
Oh,
and
no.
Went, oh, howdy.
Have those dogs.
Yeah, they have to. It doesn't matter. You could be in a knockdown, drag-out argument with your girlfriend's dad and just say howdy in the middle of it. And
stop some dead in the track.
Stop, put the shotgun down and say howdy. Yeah, it was great. All right, Steve?
Yo.
28.
How's it going?
You went to a massage parlor.
Yes.
And you saw your girlfriend there.
Can you believe that?
Sort of. What was she doing there?
What were you doing there?
What do you think I was doing? Every guy goes there. I had a rough day.
What town is this? I don't know.
You had a rough
day. In the valley.
In the San Fernando Valley?
Uh-huh.
Whereabouts?
In Ventura.
Really?
In like Encino? Where is there?
Yeah, you must be west, right? Like.
Well, I'm in Santa Monica, but I had to come out to the valley.
Yeah.
So.
What city in the valley?
I don't want to say.
I see.
She might still be there.
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, we've been going together for about 2 years now. She's a gorgeous Persian woman, long black hair. So I go to the massage parlor. I'm getting a massage, do my business, get it done. They got a little shower area there. So I take my shower. I come back. I walk into the wrong door. She's got this very distinctive tattoo on the center of her back, mind you.
See, the massage parlor shower would be a good place for my yellow VCR. The
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, you could sell a bulk just for those kinds of organizations, right?
Yeah. Really, is there a bad shower for this idea?
I don't think there is. No, but no, you're right. You're right. Yeah, the Pope's shower would be a good place.
You want the corporate accounts like that.
Right. That's right. Steve?
Yo.
Sorry, so you saw the tattoo, the distinctive tattoo in the middle of her back.
Yeah, so I saw a distinctive tattoo in the middle of her back. She didn't turn around yet, but my point is, you know, she had her shirt off.
Right, and she was working there.
Yeah, she was working there.
Now, how do these things go? I've never been to a massage parlor.
As far as this one, you go in, you pay some cash, you get naked and wait on the table, and then they come in, put a towel on you, and give you a massage.
Yeah, but do you get the reach around with the happy release?
Depends where you go.
Yeah, I know there's legitimate spots you can go to and get a rub down.
It's all about the wording, man. It's all linguistic.
All right. I hate Steve. Yeah. Remember last night I called in and we talked to some Guido who drove an IROC, and I said to him, you know, you're the reason women hate men.
Yeah.
You blowhards.
Yeah.
And then I said he was long-winded, and everyone started laughing in the next room because I'm long-winded. Bro, I got to be the only radio host in the city that's made fun of by his own people for talking too much.
More dead air.
Steve's another one of those pains in the asses. Hey, Steve?
Am I talking too much?
No. You just sound... I'm telling you, you're the reason women don't like me. Guys like you.
Hey, when's Kevin McCord going to be on your show?
You ruin it for all of us.
All right, man.
All right.
You should check it out.
So anyway. All right, listen. So is she working there or not?
Yeah, she is.
All right. So
it's her.
You've broken up with her, right?
No, I didn't do anything yet.
So how distinctive is this tattoo? I mean, is it one that no one else in the world will have?
No, there's no way. It's like in the center of her back. Right. It's like an eye. It's a red eye with a blue pupil, and it says... badinage, like underneath it.
Right. All right. You want to? Let's call her up. Let's get to the bottom of it.
I can't do that.
Why not?
There's no way.
Come on. Well, someone's got to tell her.
Should I confront her about it? Should I just dump her? Or not?
You should call her right now.
You should confront her.
Well,
right now.
How are you going to confront her? Because then you're going to be incriminated as well, right?
Yeah, I will.
Or implicated.
I'll say my friend went there. I mean...
All right, call her.
I got, like, this disgusting little feel to me now because, like, every time, you know, I know that hand's been, like, 500 other places.
In the same place that you've been, right?
Right. Oh,
yeah.
You got the hand, too, right?
Well, yeah, but that's okay.
All right. All right. You know, see what I'm saying with Steve?
Okay.
He's the reason women distrust, don't like... That's the reason I can't get strippers to come back with me to the hotel.
Because of Steve.
You know what I'm saying?
And they don't want to deal with that.
They
beat Steve on you.
Yeah, everyone becomes Steve.
You reek of Steve.
Yeah. It's like, Steve, yeah. He's another, I bet he's a Steve type. Yeah. I don't know. Talk to her. Oh, who cares? Do we really care? Are we heartbroken that Steve's relationship
isn't
working?
He should just hire her himself, and then they could both.
Are we shocked that Steve would be with somebody that is hiding something from him?
No. Susie?
Yeah?
You're 17?
Yeah, I was wondering if I could make a phone call.
Yes, you can. Hold on one second. Imagine the woman that would seriously date Steve.
Yeah, that's the point.
Close your eyes
that's
for a second.
Point.
Just picture that girl. Okay.
And then think of the big red eye on her back.
Right.
Okay, let me tell you this. I don't have the talent to fart on command, so this is something I can make in my throat. Okay?
Well, now hold
that's
on.
That's really a burp, isn't it?
Yeah, that is a burp.
It's not a burp. It's not a burp.
It's not a burp.
Yeah, I can't burp.
Well, what do you think
I'm
going
to tell you this.
Well, let's hear it.
Okay.
All right.
I don't know if I could do it, though.
Very excited. Just follow me.
It sounds like I'm going to throw up.
All right, Susie. He calls back when you can break wind on command, all right?
Okay, well, anyway, my question is, I'm really afraid of talking to people. And...
Yeah, you do sound like a wallflower. Hey, let me do one of my throat farts for you. Hold on. Is it that laugh?
Could you have social phobia?
I don't know. I'm fine with my friends. It's just, I have such a hard time meeting people and making new friends.
Yeah, it just sounds like you're 17 to me.
Yeah, well,
I had a tough time when I was 17, you know, being outgoing.
I know, pretty much everyone.
Yeah, everyone feels awkward at 17. Yeah, it's all right.
Awkward at 27.
Do guys come up and ask you out? Do they talk to you?
No.
Do you? What's wrong with you?
I'm just really antisocial. I really can't talk to people. I like to go to concerts and everything, but I can't.
You dress in black. You got a lot of piercings.
No, I don't.
You don't screw yourself up.
No, she doesn't mean antisocial. She means difficulty being social.
Yeah, I just mean, are you running on all eight cylinders physically?
Yeah, I think I'm pretty good.
You don't like people to come talk to you?
Huh?
You don't like it when people come talk to you?
Uh-uh.
Well, then it's cool then. If no one comes up and you don't like it, then you're perfect.
Yeah, meet people through your friends.
You got your
friends of friends.
Yeah, do you have any friends?
A couple.
All right.
Not very many, but...
Well, why don't you make a few more friends? I don't know.
It's really hard for me to do
You're 17. We don't care.
Okay, wait a minute. The point is, though, Susie, there are social phobias, and some people can be improved with medication like Paxil, but the fact is, at 17, everyone's trying to figure out how to negotiate the social setting and how to meet new people and how to feel okay about themselves amongst their peers. The easiest thing to do is to find common interests and to meet people through your friends, to make a point of doing that.
Right. See if you can find other folks that are scared of people and want to stay home.
Yeah.
People hate people party.
Amber?
Yeah.
You're 14?
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, I got raped when I was, six or seven. Well, six, till I was, seven or so.
From six to seven?
Yeah, I just turned six, a month after I just turned six until, till I was, seven and a half.
Okay. Perfectly normal, perfectly healthy. What else?
And, it seemed like since then, I've, had something to do with being sexually active.
Who did this to you?
My stepfather.
Well, in our earlier tonight, we were talking about how people become sexually compulsive, and being sexualized at a young age is a way that that biology can be activated. So it is something, Amber, that you got to be really aware of, and something that needs to be treated, because you'll end up putting yourself potentially in harm's way, making a lot of bad choices, mm-hmm. doing things that are hurtful to you.
Plus, your name's Amber, so you're already sitting in the hole sexually. I mean, that's a pretty promiscuous name, that Amber. What have you been doing so far?
Well, I have been sexually active once, and, I would, go through boyfriends. Every 2 months I'll have a new boyfriend. Each one I've, some of them I've made out with. One of them I been sexually active with, and I, always talk on the phone, saying I'll make out with you,
Amber, it's got to be real difficult.
Yeah, you're acting out.
Yeah, difficult to know what to do with men when you've been so seriously violated at such a young age.
Where's your stepdad now?
He's in jail, actually, right now.
Oh, that's good. Just visiting a friend, or is he actually incarcerated?
Incarcerated.
Good. What happened to him?
I don't know.
Tax evasion?
I guess.
What? Did you get him busted?
Yeah.
You did?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah, that's nice. You told your mom what happened?
Yeah, but at first, she didn't believe me till a half a year later.
Sure.
How did she figure it out? How did she find out?
Well, she figured it out because, he would always take me instead of, my little sister places, and, he would, always want to, stay in my room at, nights and then come to her at, 1 o'clock in the morning after he's been in my room all night.
Imagine your mom's a regular Columbo.
Was your mom sexually abused at one time?
Yeah, when she's really little.
Shocking.
I am dumbfounded.
And don't they, when they make an arrest and something like that, they don't make any arrangements for, hooking the victim up with counseling or...
The counseling is made by a guy named Ray, who threatened sodomy for the next 6 months in jail.
Did you get... No, I mean, for her. Not him, you idiot. Don't care about him.
Oh, no, it's amazing how little actually is done for this kind of thing.
And Ray is the guy's middle name if he's in jail.
Yeah.
Billy Ray something. Hey, Amber?
Yeah.
So you didn't get any counseling?
Well, I did. I was in it once right after that happened.
Uh-huh.
And then I got put in foster care, and I was in it again.
Amber, so you're acting out. So here's the first thing. And I know you need, we talk this stuff into the ground, but first thing you need to do is not do anything. Just see if you can control yourself. Stop acting out. I mean, you're like an alcoholic who needs not to reach for that bottle. I know it ain't going to happen, but I'm trying to give Amber some sort of constructive direction here because she does not seem to have the wherewithal or maybe the ability to get or financially or not. I mean, she doesn't have her own goddamn car.
She's so fragmented. She's so fragmented, though. She can't stop.
Here's the thing about women, though. If they want to act out, they can act out. And we were talking about this before. When I was 14, if I'd wanted to go on a sexual rampage...
Which you did, I'm sure.
I went on one with myself.
No, you wanted to.
I wanted to, yeah.
I could just go out and do it.
I couldn't do it.
Up VCRs.
I could have been molested by every gardener in the state of California, and I'd still be 14 whacking off and crying in front of my yellow shower VCR.
Humiliated.
The point is... If you're a 14-year-old woman and it's time to act out, oh boy, the world is your oyster.
Yeah.
There are many, many, many partners willing to dance.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
And there's nothing that's going to stop them. I mean, they have to stop themselves. No one is going to stop them for them.
Yeah, but they won't stop.
If they go to a party, there's going to be 117, 18-year-old guys feeding them wine coolers. No one is going to say, my poor dear.
Yeah.
It's going to be like, let's get to the van.
Yeah.
I know it's just primer now, but I'm getting painted next week.
Beautiful. All right. Snow-colored tiger. And
right. Snow tiger.
Beach scene, maybe?
The point is Amber needs to get to some help. And there's just no way to get around that.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, stop it.
Yeah.
Just see if you can stop it. I rarely say this, but can you find Jesus Christ?
I don't know.
He's in prison with your stepdad. You know that?
No.
Baby, you just got to stop acting out. You know what you're doing. Can you get some counseling and just go to some rape counseling thing? Open the phone book. What kind of rape? Can you do that? There's a picture of Drew, and then underneath it, no. You just go to the phone book and look under rape, right? Can you do that? Are you looking the front?
Yeah.
Well, I've been counseling to it before, and it just, got me, more depressed.
Well, that's how it works.
Depression, yeah. It's not necessarily going to make you feel better in the short term. It actually makes you feel worse because if it were easy and felt good, you'd do it yourself.
Right.
It's the feelings you don't want to get into that need to be dug through.
That's why I don't get into those things.
I know that.
We're going to take
doing it anymore.
Oh, yeah. I'm supposed to go tomorrow, but
he goes, but he just talks about Dodger,
the Lakers. Come on. That was quite a hell of a run they were on there for a while. The Lakers?
I mean, in terms of real affect, forget it.
Please. Listen, I pay him. I just give him $90 and cry. Come on. All right. Dynamite Hack is our guest tonight. We'll take a little break. We'll be back after this. It is Love Line, man. As well as Dr. Drew, Chad Mark, we're both here from Dynamite Hack.
Hello, hello. Howdy.
We will, Super Fast is the name of the CD. We'll hear something else off of that before the night is through. And we're going to hop back to the phones.
Good.
We'll speak to Christina, who's 15. Christina?
Oh, hi.
What's up?
My question was, can you get pregnant from having dry sex?
So there's going to have to be some moisture introduced at some point.
I was going to say, dry it. Yeah, dry is the operant word here. Do you really mean dry? Or?
Do you sprinkle some powdered semen on your vagina?
No.
Carnation's making that now.
Me and my boyfriend...
It tastes just marginally better than their powdered milk.
This powder and this evaporated semen.
Yes, they're called condensed. Yes,
condensed, evaporated condensed.
Pet milk, they call it, I think.
Yeah, me and he had his pants on his underwear on, and so did I.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like.
Well, yeah. And you're humping, you're simulating the sex act?
Yeah.
Nice.
I think you're.
That's classic.
Nice. Give me a sec.
What do you mean? Whatever happened to, finger banging and dry humping, We got to get back to that.
Christine, you should relax. It's okay.
Okay.
Did he have an orgasm?
Yeah, I don't know. We're just.
How do you figure you get?
Did he like right in the middle of it go? I gotta go. Or did it just kind of coast to a stop?
Yeah, like that. It just stopped.
Christina, how would you figure that you get pregnant from this?
I don't know. Like I was reading a magazine and it said that you can get pregnant because it could go through the clothes of sperm.
If that's sort of like if the only barrier between you and he is like underwear and just yours.
Yeah.
Then there's sort of a mathematical possibility there, but not
still
like
really
that. And he's using it in the sense that, like, you ever put, like, a handkerchief or something on your finger and ream your ear out with it? You know what I mean? I mean, if he's doing it, if he's doing that with his penis, I mean, the ear would be the vagina and the handkerchief, the underpants.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's doing something like that.
Yeah, sure.
If he's giving you the old bottle brush, that's one thing. But you just rub it on each other. Hey, you're fine, Christina.
Okay.
Relax. But the fact that you have to ask that question suggests you're not ready to go beyond this.
Yeah, I'm not.
All right. There we go.
Okay.
All right. Okay. What about the oral sex? You're not going there?
No.
Good.
I'm not ready to go that far yet.
All right. It's disgusting. Let me tell you. Oh, my God. It's all salty. Man.
High calories.
Very high. Yeah.
It's good for the Atkins diet, though, right?
Yeah.
No, it's all mucus.
Make your ass bigger. And you lose IQ points. All right?
Okay.
All right.
Thanks.
All right. Except for me. I'm like the fountain of youth. All right. Spread the word.
I knew that had to be going somewhere.
What are you doing? I'm 36 years young.
That was eerie.
Sean? Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah?
On top of this game. What's up?
I wanted to ask about, like, ejaculation.
You come to the right place. You come on the right place.
Ask.
Like, when I masturbate, like, I'm not sure if, like, enough, like, is coming out.
Well, you're 14.
Yeah,
I'm not sure, like, just because my age, or, like, or I do it too much.
How often do you do it?
Like, 3 times a day.
Yeah, why don't you back off a couple of days, see how that changes things?
Should I?
Now, is this just volume, or do you go by weight? Like, I'll have a dry weight for my hamper,
yeah.
And then I'll measure it when it's fully, you know, laden with semen.
Right.
Each week, and then I'll, of course, deduct the dry weight from the laden weight, and that's where I have my number.
There.
Yeah, and I like to keep it about 6-8 kilos a week, but if it falls beneath that, I do get nervous. And
I go for distance. I know if I hold off a couple of days, I can really kind of hit the other side of the room.
Yeah. Right, but always make sure the shower head can get there, wherever it is you
do it.
Yeah, not like do it too often.
So, John, you all right? Yeah, you're fine.
So,
thank you.
Okay.
Yeah, you're good.
Like I shouldn't worry?
No.
Okay.
Worry about other things, but not that.
All right.
Ashley?
Yeah.
You're 14?
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
I just wanted to know if smoking pot can prevent your growth.
There actually is some evidence about that.
Mm. Okay, because, like, I heard it from a friend.
Yeah.
Diana, hack you rule.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
you. I love you guys. I love you a lot. Adam?
Yeah.
You are Jesus Christ.
Thank you.
Know.
Well, I think Jesus Christ is Jesus Christ, but that I am the Messiah.
Yeah.
That's, you know what I'm saying?
Vernon is a false prophet.
I mean, there was a Jesus Christ, and that's just Jesus Christ.
You guys should go into, like, the masturbation technology business, man.
Oh, yeah, with the yellow VCR.
Genius.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
You're worrying me now, Ashley.
Yeah, she's 14. She's 14.
Yeah. All right, you're all right,
you
right?
You have older brothers or something?
I'm the oldest.
Uh-oh.
What?
Did you smoke pot?
Once a month.
Are you sure?
Be careful.
Yeah.
You are?
Yeah, Drew?
Yeah.
I don't know, I'm sounding like I'm kissing a lot of ass, but I want to thank you guys a lot for listening to everyone, because it's like, people are afraid to ask their doctors and stuff, so that's just great.
Oh, really?
Shut up. They're mean.
Thanks, Ashley.
All right, Ashley, take care.
Okay.
Wow.
Get out of that windstorm.
She was, I know, she sounded like she was in a windsock somewhere at the airport. God, she was 14, sounded like she was 28.
Yeah.
Really, didn't she?
28 was on about page.
All right. We will take ourselves a little break. Dynamite Hacks here. Is there going to be a changing of the guard?
Maybe. I got a quiz. I was going to ask Dr. Drew here if you know a lot about gastrointestinal issues.
All right. We'll talk about his stool after the break.
Really? You have a stool problem?
Actually, it's a flatulence problem.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, why don't you let something go?
And it really is a problem. It's really a problem.
Really?
Yeah. I'd like to hear what you have to say.
Irritable bowel, perhaps?
I don't think it's more.
You made two people vomit with his fart.
Really?
Without,
oh my God!
I'm not exaggerating.
Wow!
That's exactly what I
did. You're my hero.
And then after like 3 days, I started to really worry about it.
You made someone. You two people.
I made two people.
Yeah, but I got to be fair to the second person. The second person vomited because the first person vomited.
This is how he described it.
After the break.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back. This is Adam Carolla.
This is Dr. Drew.
And you're listening to Love Line on the Zone 105. It is Love Line. I'm Adam Carolla. Chad Marker over here from Dynamite Hack. Super Fast is the name of the CD. And we're going to bring in Kyle and Mike from Dynamite Hack. And because these guys are on the first down, we're doing a little rotation thing. Thank you, producer Ann. But we wanted to get to the bottom of Mark's bottom before we took off.
You now, don't want to go to the bottom.
He claimed that he farted in two people.
We have video
vomited.
It was vomited. And
Hold on. Was it in a confined space?
It wasn't a confined space. It was in the tour bus. So, I mean, you know, I can say that in my defense. But, I mean, I've always had.
Were they men or women who vomited?
Very big. That's under dispute.
Well, one you of can them. See these guys.
No, two men farted?
Two strapping men, yeah.
That's impressive.
Yeah, that is good. And the second one didn't vomit because the first one vomited?
Nope.
He was nowhere near the guy vomiting.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was that
bad. They both ran out of the bus and went different directions.
Oh, that's how!
Yeah.
That is impressive.
And I've always had very foul-smelling gas. And so,
right. Sunday smelly Sunday.
Yeah, there's, you know, many incidences.
Wow, that's great that you guys are
At first, I was really proud of it. I walked around arms raised, you know, saying I made two people vomit. I love it. It's great. I've been validated.
Oh, yeah, I would wear that like a badge of honor. I'd probably have a windbreaker made up with the date written underneath it, you know.
We're getting a plan.
No,
I'm a little worried.
So
I've been thinking about it a lot.
Now, is everything that comes out of your ass that magnitude? Because I vary quite a bit.
The consistency is phenomenal.
It's bad to awful.
It's bad to awful every time.
And how often is it seeping out of there?
You know, day to day, it's pretty often. It's fairly often.
Adam is wondering if he's going to witness anything. Is that what you're getting at?
No, I haven't been able to
release this long.
I'm keeping the trash can nearby in case the vomiting starts. But I ate a big meal. I usually vomit after I eat anyway, so that'd be cool.
And with his, you know, you think, breathe out of your mouth.
That's
what makes it worse. I think that's what these guys.
The humidity, like, is raised in the room. It's gamey. It's really bad.
So now, Drew, what is this?
Methane. That's the bacteria in your bowel, your colon.
So what can be done?
Well,
you have to eat charcoal.
It's basically, charcoal is one of the things people have sometimes
eat charcoal.
But
eat a couple briquettes. Lighter fluid.
But I'll tell you what, it's primarily not swallowing air, so it's eating slowly, and it's finding the foods that stimulate those bacteria, and different people have different sort of attributes. It's spices or legumes or things
we
like
found
that.
Out the other night that Bing cherries and beer, for instance,
for
were good food for me.
All right.
I am then attracted to those foods. That's different. Now, have you found your food, Mark?
I eat the same thing all day long, and it always makes me fart. It's always like fast food.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go.
But I mean, is the smell? Is there a way to, like, is it bad that it always smells? Because other people, you know, it doesn't ever smell. And I'm jealous
of
these
people.
It has
to do with the bacteria that colonize your colon.
Okay.
Everything.
Yeah.
So, like, an enema wouldn't help or anything. I don't know how it works.
But as the old Jewish joke goes, it couldn't hurt. The point is, Mark, whatever it is, you can eat, there are things that won't stimulate as much methane.
Right.
Therefore, you won't have as much smell.
Right.
So you got to find those foods.
And then maybe lesser foods, more frequent foods.
I think jicama. What about jicama? There's no way jicama could
smell. What is jicama?
Bulk.
It was like a big watery root. Tastes like nothing.
Bulk is usually good.
It's like watermelon.
Yeah.
You know, how bad can watermelon go?
Do you eat a lot of spicy foods?
I do.
There you go.
Yeah.
Hey, here's the point, Mark. Whatever it is you're doing, stop doing it, for Christ's sake. You're killing people. You have to. I mean, listen.
There's no easy way out.
I'm not an internist, but I can tell you that if whatever it is you're eating is creating horrific gas, it's time to start eating something else.
Please.
It's more math than it is a medical question. You know what I mean?
I was just hoping for some quick, you know, water spout somewhere, and everything would be good for a little while.
Why don't you try? Now, what about drinking a lot of fluids? Does that do anything?
Well, it makes me eat less weird stuff, but that's it.
Don't you drink, like, a couple gallons of water?
I think that's part of the soft drinks make you.
Yeah.
Some people, yeah, gas with stuff, yeah. Sometimes.
Well, not everybody. Stuff with caffeine kind of stimulation.
Sometimes with the guys with the methane.
Yeah.
Methane-producing bacteria, it's about what you give the bacteria,
mm-hmm.
what you deliver down
there. One thing you're putting in there is a potential, it's you like putting extra shrapnel in a grenade.
Yeah.
Well, Drew, what are your foods to steer
clear? Garlic, onions, like green onions.
Green onions.
Forget it.
Did you chew the carbohydrates to make it happen?
Some people.
I think that might be, I eat a lot of beans.
That's
a legume, that's not a carbohydrate.
Stream water and flour. And jicama. That's going to be your new diet.
Sounds pretty damn nasty.
I just want to hear you say
jicama. All right. Are we kicking these guys out?
I think
you want to stay the segment? I don't care, but the other band members, I don't want them to get pissed off.
We'll bring them in.
Mike. Can we bring them in? All right. We'll take a call. We can tell Kyle and Mike to make their way into the studio, and we'll do a little dynamite hack switch off here. Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much for having us.
Normally I'd say that, but you know, with all that farting and vomiting talk, I mean, listen, I like a fart as much as the next guy, but this guy,
that's dangerous.
Yeah, two guys vomited. You realize? I swear to God,
you meant somebody important.
I would rent out billboard space if I made two guys fart. All right, Mike and Kyle.
You're the vomiters?
No, I actually missed that story. I mean, I saw the story, but I wasn't around for that.
That's good.
I don't know how we're going to follow this, the Mark story. Is this too good?
That's all right. Don't try to stop it.
Let's help callers.
All right. We can do that. Kim?
Hi.
You're 16. What's up?
Me and my boyfriend, we were just fooling around, and one thing led to another, and he started to finger bang me.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, I've never had sex before, and I'm not sexually active at all. And this was the first time. And the next day, I felt like this weird irritation, and it... Like,
which finger was it?
What?
Which finger was it?
I don't know.
The smelly one?
I guess.
They're all smelly.
Well, now they are.
Yeah.
Was he wearing a graduation ring, or is he in the stonemasons union or something? Was some sort of jewelry or ring he was wearing?
I don't think so.
No. So, Drew, what is this?
Is it still going on now?
Yes.
Does it hurt when you pee?
Yeah.
Well, there's a multitude of things could have happened here. One is just pushing around down there. Sometimes you'll force bacteria up into the bladder and cause a urine infection. He might have ruptured your hymen. That can hurt and sometimes bleed.
Do you still have a hymen?
Of course she knows.
You don't know?
I guess.
And
wow, you got to investigate a little, honey.
And he also could, anything in there can really change the sort of environment and create a yeast infection, that sort of thing.
So Drew, how would one check for a hymen? If it was, on one?
Well, I think
you can get up there. You're on a
feel,
plug,
yeah,
enough, right?
Feel, yeah.
Oh, well, how do you do that?
Like this.
Girlfriend.
Just reach around and poke out?
She needs to,
though. When would you find it? How far before you got there?
Oh.
You know what I mean?
How far?
Just, what is it, about an inch and a half?
Give me the book.
No. No.
Let's see it.
This book, it's revolting because it makes women seem like humans.
Yeah, yeah, humans, right.
Yeah, and it's really weird looking at all their parts and stuff in a non-sexual way. I really find it repugnant. But, Drew, you'll find the hymen on there? Well, the hymen must be in, like, chapter one because it's gone later on in that book, isn't it?
Is that named after a certain hymen person?
Yeah, was it Dr. Hymen? Was it a Jewish guy who invented that? No. All right. We'll move forward. Jessica?
Yeah.
You're 18. Drew's going to look for a picture of the hymen. We're going to talk to you.
Okay.
All right. You found the hymen. But there's no hymen in there, is there?
I'll be going right across there. This is the remnant right here.
The remnant?
See those little rim?
Right. How long is that there?
That's what's left of the hymen?
Yeah.
That's like, you know in high school football games where they hold up in that big paper banner and the team runs through it?
Yeah.
That would be the part that the cheerleaders were still holding?
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah,
now it's all making sense. All right. But you're a fine one with the hymen.
Well, and here, it's right, you know, it would be like right there. It's right inside.
Oh, if it's just another half inch higher, I think I could have sex. Jessica?
Yeah.
You're 18, so what's up?
I'm just wondering if there's any way to reduce the size of my breast without surgery.
Your butt?
Your breast. You could lose. What about, how big are they?
Triple D. Mm-hmm.
How tall are you?
5'7", 8", around there.
Hold on, I gotta masturbate. And how much you weigh?
There's something wrong with this?
About 130, 135.
Way. All right, hold on. Let me do some radio math there.
Nice rack.
135, 5'7".
Yeah.
Okay, this I gotta do radio math here.
Okay.
5'4", 151 is what I came up with. Are you a little overweight?
Not at all, no.
Not at all. Just 5'7", triple D, 135.
Mm-hmm. I'm between double D and triple D. I don't know. I haven't found a bra my size yet.
Bouncy. Oh.
That's kind of getting to be a problem.
Seriously, are you screwing with me? Is this...
No. Seriously, not. I wish I was.
I'll tell you, it's feast or famine on the show. One minute I'm looking at an anatomical vagina over there with Drew using his fingers, the mock hymen, and the next thing you know, I got the triple D cupper, 5'7", 135, calling up 18 years old. What city do you live in?
Eugene.
No. All right. How long is the drive out there? There's no traffic. hey, Jessica, is your back hurt?
Yeah.
What kind of shape are they in? You know, are they hanging down? Are they?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't exactly compare them to other ones all that often.
Yeah.
I mean, as often as I come across another triple D.
So what's this doing to your life?
Well, they're kind of obnoxious, really. Mm. Like looking for clothing.
Right.
Talking to a guy, you know, having him look me in the eye, that sort of thing.
Right. What was she talking about?
Do you exercise at all?
Yeah, I swim.
Ooh, and what about, all right, so you get your back strong, right? Like, shouldn't you do back exercises?
Yeah, also sit-ups and stuff.
Yep, shoulder back.
All right, you do all that, and you're 18, and you're pretty thin frame. I mean, you're not a husky girl by any stretch of the imagination. Well, maybe you ought to go in and get a little consultation, see what the doctor says.
Okay.
Well,
do you have any pictures?
No.
Yeah. Well, you really should take a picture before you get the surgery, right?
Oh, okay. Well, I mean,
you know
I have a few lying around, but...
What's that?
I have a few lying around.
Do you really?
Yeah. Of what exactly?
Well, you take a picture of yourself. Like, you know how, like, you bought a new house and you're going to renovate the kitchen? You take a few pictures, right?
So you want me to take pictures of my breasts before I go in to get them?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Just for old time's sake, then?
Well, listen, they'll do it anyway. Don't plastic surgeons do that?
Yep.
They take before... Oh, if I could get my hands on one of those, I already talked
to the doctor, and they said I'm too young to do that.
Yeah, I would not do it yet.
All right. Well, why are you bothering us, then?
She wants to have a non-surgical blood.
No. Mm-hmm. The only way is to lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you don't seem like you need to lose any weight.
Not really.
Do you need, or could you lose 5 pounds?
I suppose I could.
Well, I mean, that's about it. Right?
Right.
All right, Jessica. Well, what'd you think we were going to say?
Well, I don't know. I was hoping there is a miracle cure out there, possibly.
What? There's a cream my father rubbed on my penis when I was 5 that shrunk it.
No.
So I think he still has some in his medicine cabinet.
Just wondering if there's, like, any...
That's my theory.
Here's the thing about medicine. If there are common problems that are easily solved, we all know what they are. You know what I'm saying? That
they would know by now.
We would all know. When there are things that really work, when you have diabetes and insulin cures it, there's no decision, there's no fancy diet manuals about that or new fat books about it.
Why is it?
It's overwhelmingly obvious.
Why isn't pot smoking one then?
One of what?
Cures like depression.
It causes depression. That's a problem.
Really?
Yeah, it's there's a whole, I could go on and on about it, but I treat a lot of depressed patients from chronic marijuana use.
How did we get from the boobs to depression?
Sorry.
What the hell's going on with you, too? Now I'm getting depressed.
Was that me?
All right, the point is, I don't know, do your exercises, lose your 5 pounds, and wait another, year, and then go talk to the doctor again. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Here we go. true?
Yep.
What's up with you tonight?
As far as what?
Hey, you got a little weird cadence thing going tonight. It's a little herky-jerky. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, too much coffee.
Is that what it is? You're getting a little jumpy?
Yeah.
All right, mellow out. Joe?
Decaf.
Yeah.
You're 18?
Yeah.
What's up?
I just want to talk to Dynamite Hack, and I saw you guys in Sacramento. If you guys remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys did pretty good.
Hey, thanks.
Oh, you were there? 10 people? That's the weirdest show.
Yeah.
I like that theater, though. It's a beautiful theater.
Yeah, nice. And I'll always remember that night because that's the night I got my first ticket.
Thank you. Oh, like an actual bad ticket?
Moving violation.
No, it was...
It's a small town.
Illegal lane change. I like cut over three lanes and cut off a sheriff's van or something.
Whatever.
There you go. That's a moving violation. Yeah. All right.
We got to think about that.
Do you have a question for the band?
Yeah. Actually, why did you come up with Dynamite Hack? How did you get that name?
Oh, it's a movie from Caddyshack.
Oh, really?
It's a scene with Bill Murray. Is that right?
Bill Murray.
So long ago.
It was an old time film.
Right.
Back in the day,
yeah.
And he's talking about
passing Chevy a joint. He's like, "Hey man, this is some real Dynamite Hack. Check it out."
Oh really? I don't remember that.
Yeah. But it's a ridiculous size joint. It's as big as like, it's very large. It's insane. It's like 6 inches across.
I miss those big novelty joints that had movies back then.
These are movies, yeah.
So it's about,
I don't see them anymore.
Pot smoke. Once again, here we are back.
Hey Joe.
This is
out. You all right?
Yeah.
All right, there you go. Dynamite Hack. Caddyshack. All right, go get stoned, watch the movie, and look for that scene.
No, I don't do any of that stuff.
Okay.
Good for you. You still laugh.
Chris?
Yeah.
You're 16?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
It seems that whenever I get, like, really close to a girl, I always end up scaring away somehow. I've been told I'm overbearing.
Really?
Yeah.
Overbearing or clingy, that sort of thing?
Yeah, I guess. I really don't know.
Don't pay any attention to it.
Just relax.
Yeah, you're coming off a little desperate, right?
I guess.
See, here's the thing about being desperate, too, is it's a very negative cycle, which is you get a little bit desperate, so the person starts backing off a little and, like, slowing things down.
Freaking out.
And when they start backing off and freaking out a little, then you get a little more desperate, and they back off a little more.
Then you
You're, like, spinning off in your own world. Like, somebody that you were sort of lukewarm on, you're now stalking, and they're calling the cops and the restraining order. And then a big brother, Stu, is wrestling you down and kicking your ass and bashing your head upside against his El Camino. But that's all right, Stu, because if you're listening...
Hey, Chris, the one thing, though, is really... why don't you listen to what people are telling you, right?
All right.
And to say, I don't know. Gee, that's what they say. Just assess it a little bit and see what responsibility you have in those sorts of feelings you create in other people and maybe change a little bit.
All right.
How old are you?
I'm 16.
16. Yeah. Do you have a car?
Yes, I do.
You drive?
Yeah.
Just go drive. Drive away from her.
All right.
And then she'll call you. Something.
Okay.
Yeah, but eventually you got to go home so you can pick up the phone.
Yeah.
You got to just keep driving.
Right.
You got a cell phone.
You got a cell phone?
No, I do not.
Oh, good. I would have kicked you in the nuts. Cell phone.
The only person in town has a car. Cell phone.
Yeah. All right, hey, Chris,
where are you calling from?
What?
Where are you calling from?
Dallas.
Okay.
No way. You're from Dallas?
Yes.
Right.
Listen, I'm sorry that it has to work this way, but chicks sort of smell that on you, especially younger ones, and they get an ounce of that, and it's the biggest turnoff in the world, and you have to sort of care but not care at the same time.
Right.
You just can't care too much. There's something that drives them away when they smell that desperation on you. It's the least attractive thing to a woman. Whereas men, that's great.
Game on.
Well, game on.
Depends on what kind of car he has, though. We haven't asked him that yet. He may need to soup it up a little bit.
That's true. Hey, Chris?
Yeah?
Could you lower your car?
Nah, he's got it right. I would never do that to my car.
What are you driving?
93 Ford Explorer Eddie Bauer Edition.
Leather, baby.
Yeah.
You need to get out of the four-wheel drive thing.
Easy player.
Get closer to the street.
Yeah. Here's what you need. you write this down.
Okay.
You need a 77
Impala.
No, no, I'm going back. I'm going back for it. You need like a 73-510 Datsun.
Squatted
down to the ground with some Coney shocks and springs.
Neon
and,
bottom.
Split the rims and widen them. You understand?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Well, listen, I don't feel sorry for this kid. He's 6 years driving an Eddie Bauer Explorer.
He lives in Dallas. Yeah,
and he lives in Dallas.
That's the perfect car for Dallas.
Phil?
Phil.
Yeah, Phil.
Yeah.
Phil. You thought I spelled it F-I-L-L, right?
No.
Okay. You're 18. What's up?
Me and my girlfriend are not sexually active, but, I mean, we try, right? And she's off on her, like, she's off on her cycle.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I was wondering, because we kind of mess around, and then we'll try to, like, have sex with each other, but it's just too hard for her. And is it possible to get pregnant off of, like if you kind of wipe your, you know, semen off or, you know, kind of dry it off or whatever, is it still possible if there's, like, dry semen to get into the vagina?
From where?
What the hell?
Talking about, like, the stomach or what?
What are you talking about?
In the back or, I don't know.
Are you saying that you ejaculate and then you put your penis inside her?
Well, I mean, wipe it off and then...
Yeah, there's tons in your urethra. Those little guys will swim right out.
Millions.
What kind of plan is that, right. Phil? Phil, what good is your penis after you ejaculate?
Well, I mean, you know, go long and strong.
So how does it ejaculate before it gets in her?
Well, I mean, we do other things before.
Like oral sex?
Yeah.
All right, but
hold on a second. Let me just make sure we're on the same page with Phil. The appropriately named Phil over here with that penis as he stuffs in after he's done with it. You get oral sex, you get a BJ, right?
Yeah.
Phil?
Yeah.
How's the fast-paced world of auctioneering going? Is that fine? Is that good gig?
Of what?
Okay. And you get oral sex, right?
Okay.
You get oral sex, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Listen, jackass. Okay.
Okay.
It's not really an answer. It's as if I'm feeding you the line.
All right.
You understand? Like, through, say that to me.
So you get oral sex?
Okay. Yeah, I'm like, it's like, not really, but I'm still listening.
Yeah. If you say so.
Idiot.
It's like if you say
so.
Are
you getting a blowjob or not, you jackass?
Yeah.
Okay.
Awesome.
Yes, you are.
Good for Phil.
Now, you have your orgasm.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you say so.
Okay. If I say so. And then after you have your orgasm, you then have intercourse with her.
Well, attempt.
You wipe off
you
her?
You attempt to have intercourse with her.
Yeah.
But why is it that you can't pull that off? Because of her...
It hurts her too much.
If your penis crosses the plane of the vagina, you can get her pregnant. And you should be getting her the morning after pill if that's happened within the last 72 hours.
Even if you, like, wipe it off and...
Pill? If that has happened within the last 72 hours, you should get the morning after pill, okay?
But he uses a gym sock to dab himself.
And from now on, you wear a condom from now on if you do that.
All right.
Phil? Yeah, you don't need to be a dad.
Yeah.
Okay?
You get the morning after pill. 1-888, not too late.
I wouldn't trust this Phil around an ant farm.
It's too late.
You know what I mean? I wouldn't want him to raise a raccoon. Imagine Phil... I feel like the kid would be, you know, he'd probably take the kid, like you say, if Phil, give the kid a bath. He'd probably have the kid, like, face down in the tub.
In the pool.
Hold him by this.
Uh-huh. I have a question. What do those one, the day after pill, do?
The morning after. Suppress ovulation, just the way the regular birth control pill works. It just doesn't do it as well, because you may have ovulated before you take the pill. And so if you've already ovulated, you get pregnant. Or you have a chance of getting pregnant. But if you take it in time... It suppresses the ovulation just the way all other pills work. And
they used to be shots, right? And they just came out with pills?
No. Really? The pills were out for a long time.
The shots were heroin. That was all right, we're going to take ourselves a little break. Dynamite Hank's our guest tonight. When we come back, we'll speak to Vincent, who lasts up to 1 hour during masturbation.
That's pretty good.
Is that the last, or he can't do it for an hour? Just want to check real quick. Vincent?
Hey.
It takes you an hour to masturbate?
No, I can last that long.
Oh, wow. So I guess you're a really great partner for yourself, then, right?
Turn the page, and then, man. Then you go.
I do it sort of different. I do it.
All right, hold on. But just a quick question. Do you cuddle yourself afterward? No.
But what does that mean?
Splitter.
Oh, man.
Wow, where did we, are you guys stoned or what? Did we take like a weird contact high or something?
Yeah.
Something got high. You guys are stoned, right?
No.
You guys
way,
are stoned. Something got stoned in here. The listeners got stoned. I got stoned.
Who's us?
No, I got like a, you guys got to be stoned. I don't care if you're stoned.
No. I wouldn't ever do that.
No, really?
Have a,
no, I don't
a bad example.
I don't, care. Okay, I'm going to find out off here.
Rose here.
I got like a contact eye when you guys came.
My mom is listening. That's not bad.
Oh, okay. No, the band's not stoned, but we'll get it out of them after that.
Thank you.
It is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. It's Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Kyle and Mike are both here from Dynamite Hack.
Hello.
Super Fast is the name of the CD. We'll hear something off it and a second song off it in just a second. First, we're going to talk to Vincent.
Hey.
Vincent is 16.
Yeah.
Vincent lasts 1 hour when he masturbates. Why?
I do it a special way. I masturbate into a sheepskin.
Into a sheepskin?
Right.
Is that skin still attached to a sheep?
No. You probably wish it was, but no.
So don't you get...
Hold on a second.
You've got to get raw.
Does everyone hate Vincent as much as I hate him already?
I think you're hearing Steve.
I have a low threshold for idiots.
You're hearing Steve.
No. This is a different guy. This is. There's two guys I hate. There's the I-Rock guy who wears the Italian horn, medallion guy who I hate, and then there's the sort of real smart but never gets laid Dungeons and Dragons guy.
All right.
I hate.
Yeah.
Who's real super smart. But it don't translate into an ounce of poontang, and they're bitter about it.
But you're like right in the middle. You're smart.
Very bitter.
I think that's Vincent. Vincent?
Yeah?
You're a smart guy, right?
Yes.
You do good in school?
Yes.
You do. Okay. But yet you're angry.
No, not really.
You're not getting a ton of tail, though, right?
Yeah. I don't really care, really. I mean.
Well, sure, it's convenient not to care when you're not doing it. Makes it easier, right? You know what I'm saying?
No.
I mean, you do care, but it's easier not to care because it ain't going to happen for a while, right?
Yeah. I want to worry about like having sex when I'm older.
Okay. Right. Just for now, you're humping your dad's sheepskin seat cover, right?
What's the problem?
No problem. I want to know if this is normal or if this will translate when I'm older, if I can last as long as sex.
And then it takes an hour?
No, it doesn't take an hour. I can hold out for an hour. I'm having fun all the time.
Oh, so you have the Corolla Ninja.
Thank you. But listen, if I humped a chamois cloth, it would take me 2 hours. You know what I mean?
Whereas,
it's not like
live
it,
girl.
Not like it translates.
Tell me about the lamb's.
What is it? You said lamb's wool or something?
Yeah.
Sheepskin.
How does that work?
Well, I just put it on the floor and.
Where do you get it?
I've had it for years.
Cool. Is it a seat cover?
Security blanket.
No, it's like a blanket.
A blanket? Oh, my God.
I gotta let that go.
Does that thing get washed?
This is woolly,
yeah,
man.
I've done all my own under this for, like, years.
You carry it with you, like, when you spend the night?
No.
All right. And you put it on the floor.
Right.
And you just sort of mount it?
Right. Just lay down there and...
All right.
Why?
First he breaks it like a sheet of marzipan, and then he lays down.
Matzo.
Breaks it like a piece of matzo, and then he gets down on top of it, right? And you grind on it. Feels good, right?
Oh, it feels great, yeah.
Now, what if you wanted to orgasm in 5 minutes?
I could.
You could.
Absolutely.
That's the ninja.
Yeah, but you don't. You hold out, you son of a gun.
Dork.
Right.
Is it the same... blanket all the time,
power.
Every time?
Yeah.
Couldn't he get something from that?
No.
You
clean it?
What are lambs? Do they get hoof and mouth disease?
Yeah, every week.
It's a rut burn.
Every week. hey, Vincent, though, don't you want to be a little more efficient with your masturbation?
Yeah, but it's fun to hold out. I just want to know if that's normal.
That's fine.
That's good. Now, Vincent... Here's the scary and ironic thing. Vincent is sort of bragging that he's got staying power.
Yeah.
He's got stamina. Mm-hmm. Except the part that he's humping throw rugs.
Yeah, when the time comes.
Wow.
You're going to be out in like...
He's bragging about his sort of sexual prowess, except for he's humping a chamois.
A rug.
Exactly.
Oh, but you're all man, Vincent. Don't you worry about it.
Who's up the small animals?
I think you should get into porn.
You
really got it going on.
A whole other world there.
Listen, I did the math very early on with masturbation. I did it. I said, okay, this is the greatest thing ever. Now, I got to shave my time down. Like an Olympic sprinter, shaving tenths of a second, training.
Exactly. Training. Did you
with a parachute attached to me.
After you put the toothbrush down.
Yeah.
Did you really say this is the greatest thing ever?
I said I've got to get back. I've got to do as much as humanly possible before I die. I'm scared I was going to die the next day. Every day I think I'm going to die, so I better get a few in, you know?
So I think it helps out, though, in stamina, right? Masturbating.
Absolutely.
It does.
You can, if you get to know what's going on everywhere,
I think that's right. I think men need to sort of master themselves.
All right, my point is I want, if this is something I want to do 3-4 times a day, I better shave it down, time-wise. You know, you can't take an hour of pop and do it 3-4 times a day.
Carpet,
have to drop out of school.
Yeah, the carpet part-time work.
Right. 20 hours a week. All right, let's hear something from Superfast, which is from the Dynamite Hack, who's in here tonight. Cue it up there, Anderson. This one is called Anyway. Super fast.
Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, yeah. Drew, come in here, please. We're continuing with the show.
Okay.
Any excuse to get up and walk away. He thinks we're going to break.
Back to the show.
He was in the next room. No, Drew, we're continuing with the show, please. Put the headphones on. Sit down. Now, we will talk to Rick after we come back from this message. There we go. It is, you know, it's funny. I look at Anderson. I couldn't see his finger because Kyle's noggin was in the way. But I look at Anderson, Engineer Anderson's eyes. And that's no good because Anderson holds a conversation while he points the finger. So this is what it looks like. His finger is pointing at me to say the mic's on, it's time to go. But his head is turned up, and he's having a chat with somebody. And I'm just looking at his head thinking, well, it must not be time to go yet. Anderson, I need you to do like a big, like, bug-eyed thing where you just go, pah.
Because that's why you got into radio, right?
I got into radio so I could have the engineer give the big wind-up and, you know, you're on like, you know what I want out of you, Anderson? You know those Navy commercials, the guy out on the carrier deck, F-14 taking off, and he's in there with the orange vest on, and the part where he gives the captain, the guy pulls up in the plane, captain gives him a salute, he gives him the thumbs up, and there's a kind of a wind-up and a pah!
Top Gun and stuff.
Yeah, that kind of thing. Yeah, do it in slow motion, though. And put some Hans Zimmer music behind you. All right?
It's like Kenny Loggins, see?
Yeah, I mean, Kenny Loggins. Yes. I mean, we'll power to the danger zone together.
Exactly.
See, I had this, you guys might be able to appreciate this, being in a band, but I have this conversation with Jimmy, my other partner, all the time, which is, if we were songwriting partners with a lot of people, these songs would have never been made, because I would have been sitting around with Kenny Loggins, and he would have been saying, yeah, I'm writing a song for Top Gun, it's called Power to the Danger Zone, and it goes, Highway?
Highway to the Danger Zone.
No.
Yeah.
Highway?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Highway to the danger zone.
Highway to the zone. And I would have said, hey, Ken, come on. You're drunk.
That sucks.
That's lame. Highway to the danger zone?
That's one bump too many.
Okay, you're going to get Ken. No, that's horrible. Let's work on something else. Absolutely. There's 1,000 songs starting with Hall & Oates Maneater that I would have I would have intervened so long into the process, we never would have got to the keyboards with it.
Ooh, the 80s.
You got the power. Right. I would have jumped in on that one, too. Rick?
Yeah, hey.
It's about every song. Yeah, every song from the 80s and early 90s I would have stepped in on. Rick?
Yeah, Highway to the Danger Zone.
Highway, yeah.
The Danger Zone.
Keep going, Rick.
Fly into the Danger Zone.
Highway
into the Danger Zone.
And then he says, fly into the Danger Zone.
Okay, we'll run along.
Rick, okay. How stoned are you?
Well, first of all, pardon me?
Are you stoned?
Oh, yeah, I've just been here for a while.
Yeah.
Get it.
First of all, what, Rick?
Cool. Okay, no, I just want to say Dynamite Hack. I like your songs that I've heard so far. I'm going to buy your CD soon. I live up here in just southern BC, and I get your station. It's the only station I get here in the valley that I live in. So I sit here, I listen to Love Line every night. So Dr. Drew and Adam, I love you guys. You're great.
Thank you.
Hey, well, I had a question for Dr. Drew. I got chlamydia, I guess, probably about 8 months ago.
Nice.
And got checked out, found it out right away. And they gave me a pill to take, pills.
Did you get it from a woman, or were you humping a moose again?
No, it was a woman.
Okay. Found out it was.
Yeah, okay, well, I got it.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Two or three big pills, and made me take them. They said not to drink for 2 days after.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I did drink within the 2 days, and I was just wondering, like, what's the chances of that?
Did they give you a shot too?
No, I don't know. They didn't give me a shot.
They gave you four. Did they give you azithromycin? Just one big dose of antibiotic?
Yeah, they gave me a whole bunch. Just said stay away from booze, stay away from dope, stay away from weed. You know,
just get a good blanket and hump it.
And you drank.
It'll be fine.
And you drank. And the question is, did it still work?
Yeah, it worked. Oh, I was surprised. Is there a Canadian guy over there drinking?
Hey,
what a surprise! What is that song? Is that song seriously that called Highway to the Danger Zone?
Oh, yeah.
You remember the title of the song?
You gotta be older than me, right?
I know the song. I just always thought it was called something else. Anderson, look that up on the computer, would you?
I don't have to. It's Highway.
He's confirmed. Three times.
Anderson knows. All right. He watches movies, even bad ones. Alex?
Yeah.
You're 16?
Yeah.
What's up?
About 4 months ago, I was sneezing like crazy one night,
and my lower abs started hurting. And I didn't think much of it. I played football, so I practiced for like another 3 weeks. I noticed that my left testicle kept rising, and the right one stayed the same. I went to the doctors. They said, well, we don't know what it is. You know, they are like, you know, just, you know, what can we tell you?
Something's wrong with his testicles?
And I don't know. It's like the doctors are saying, well, maybe it's a groin pull. It's a groin pull. But I've had it for 4 months, and groin pulls ain't supposed to last for 4 months.
What happens to your testicle?
It started rising.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It like...
ascending. Back, back
did it went to the well, or did it go back to the abdomen? What happened?
I don't know. It just kept rising.
That's natural. That'd be natural.
Like filling up with something? Like getting bigger?
Excuse me?
No, it was rising up, right?
Yeah.
So
it
getting...
didn't get like swollen or anything. It didn't get any firmer. The doctors checked for hernia.
It wasn't rising like a loaf of bread. I mean, it was ascending.
Yeah.
Going up inside.
Yeah.
It could still be a hernia. They may not have just had... Did they do an ultrasound in that area?
Yeah, I've got ultrasound. I got an MRI about a week ago.
And nothing.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the result on the MRI.
All right.
I'm thinking maybe it's a nerve in my back.
Yeah.
That's causing the pain.
Yeah. Are you in pain down in the testicle?
Well, listen, I'm cutting him off, and here's why. He got an ultrasound. He'll get the results. Yeah. He'll find out what the deal is.
They should treat him.
He's not going to be able to do it over the radio.
Yeah, epididymitis is something they should think about, and hopefully seeing a urologist.
Shannon?
Mm-hmm.
You're 16?
Yeah.
What's up?
Okay. I've been going out with a guy for a month, and the only thing we've really done is just, like, kiss and stuff. And I talked to him about having sex, and the only thing he said was if we have another guy.
How old is he?
And
he said what?
We'll only agree to having sex if there's another guy with him.
Yeah, and I confronted him about being gay, and he denied it.
How old is he?
He's 18.
Mm. Only with another guy?
Yeah.
That's bizarre.
Well, I know how it is. So you're with a new chick, and you want a guy to cover your back, you know.
Well, you want to have somebody to high-five with, I guess.
Right, right.
The weird thing is we've been going out for a month, and we've only kissed, and he's never tried, like, anything on me.
Yeah.
And it's never happened before.
Yeah.
This would be time to regroup, I would think.
Yeah. This is what it's called, cutting your losses. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You just kind of fold up a tent and you live to fight another day? You understand?
Yeah, I tried going down on him and he told me not to. He, like...
Okay.
Oh, wow. That's
messed up. Now,
are you okay?
I'll take a swing at this son of a bitch if I see him now.
Yeah. Oh, Dynamite Hack, I have your CD. You guys are awesome.
Thank you.
I love you guys so
much. Thank you.
Now I'm going to be okay?
You could be right.
Yeah.
Hey, this guy's definitely gay. You hear me?
Yeah. I asked him if he was bi, and he's like, he just said that he wants to try new things.
He's bisexual.
No.
He's the problem. I don't know what he's
doing. It's okay. Our manager, George, is gay.
Really?
Yeah, but
he's cool, though.
And it's cool. He wants to try. He wants to try a new thing in his ass, is what he wants to try.
Do you think he wants me, like, just as a friend?
The whole thing just sounds real screwy. Whatever it is, something very respectful of you and what you need from this relationship. It's sort of an intrusion and really kind of disrespectful to hold you sort of hostage to...
It's great, though.
Only,
person, yeah, I know, but it's kind of fun to see women driven nuts, isn't it? Like,
it's insane.
I'd set you like my penis would be in your mouth right now. There's no way I'm going for that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, imagine what a freak-out session she had when she got home. She tried to give the guy a BJ, and he was like, no thanks.
That's just a sad story.
Listen, even if I was gay, I'd be like, listen, blow away. I'll close my eyes and pretend it's Peter Francis.
Peter Francis.
All right, this is a good guitar song. Doug?
Yes?
You're 24.
I am.
What's up?
Well, my question's for Dr. Drew. I've...
Doug, very quick.
No, it's not going to happen.
30 seconds. 30
I've been growing facial hair, a pretty full beard since I was about 17, and the other day I noticed a bald spot, like where my sideburns are.
Both sides?
The size of a pencil eraser.
Both sides?
In the middle?
In the middle of
my sideburns. That's called your mouth.
Of my sideburns.
Oh, both sides?
No, just one side, one spot. It's like there's no stubble or anything.
Well, it may be a little alopecia
areata, which is little areas of hair loss from various things. But you want to, if you're concerned, see the doctor about it. You can check the thyroid, check out.
It's permanent.
Do you have a cell phone?
May not be permanent. Did you get any sort of like car accident recently or anything like that?
No.
Some of the stressful events will precipitate these things.
No.
And sometimes there can be little infections in the skin that can cause it.
Okay.
Fungal infections in the beard, that sort of thing.
Dermatologist.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
right.
Man.
No way. All right.
Yeah.
All right. All right, Doug.
Yep.
All right.
Bye.
Good luck with that there.
That's easy.
We'll take a little break. We'll be back to Dynamite Hack after this. Well, there you go. Another fabulous episode of Loveline Entertainment, as we say here. I want to thank Dynamite Hack for coming out here tonight and being our guest.
Thanks for having us.
Super Fast is the name of the CD. Please go out and get that. And catch them in Anaheim tomorrow night. And then coming up in Petaluma, you can probably score some weed. And then in Vegas on the 28th. So if you're in any of those areas, catch Dynamite Hack.
And bring some weed to the show for us.
Our friends, of course, Goldfinger and E6. So until next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
I don't even want to hear from Adam.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins-Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.